The Wolverine is so riddled with punctures that I have to pull off his coat in pieces. Sticky and mottled as it is, I still bring it to my nose. Musk and salt. My mouth waters, and my eyes well, stinging from the fire. I toss him in, and the scent explodes, a cloud of copper and flesh. Every practical thought shrivels up in so much smoke. I don't even stop to wonder if she's a predator. I know she is. My hands shoot into the fire before I think better of it, pulling the smoldering creature out. My fingers blister as I tear at flesh, a leg. The meat is still bloody beyond where it started to crisp, and it's too tough for my small teeth. I growl and tear until a mouthful comes away. Ripe red strawberries. I moan into its sweetness. A small, evil voice whispers, "Oh, if Pa saw me." Just as quick, I throw the carcass back into the fire. I claw at my traitorous mouth, but it's already sabotaged me, swallowing several morsels. My belly feels too warm and dances at the arrival of something other than onion soup. I crumple before the fire, tearing into my prayers as if they could scratch away my sins. Tommy. He must be here to tempt me, for I want him more than anything, more than a fresh kill. His wolf, his face dominates my thoughts. I long for his body, whether in human skin or covered in fur. There are times, I think, that I desire his pelt more than his human flesh. Did Mama feel like this? Pa? Will I only be worthy if I resist temptation? Am I meant to kill Tommy, then? The thought nauseates me, and I almost return the rest of my feast back onto the earth. What else can I do? This longing is nothing like loving him, even before his wolf. It's worse knowing he's near. That must be the inevitable pull drawing me to the woods. I know it will never stop, not until I kill him.